KEXP's Music That Matters podcast is made possible by Merge Records, presenting Vessel of Love, the new album from Holly Cook, out January 26th. Album details and more at mergerecords.com.
You're listening to KEXP at 90.3 FM in Seattle, streaming live around the world at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters, so excited to have Ride live in the studios with me. So great to have you here. Welcome.
Hey, it's good to be back.
It's always so great to see you, and you've had a new album come out since we last saw you. You're going to start off with a new song from Weather Diaries?
We are. This is a song called Llanow Point.
This is Ride live on KEXP. Magnificent. That is Ride Live on KEXP, a song from the new album, Weather Diaries.
First you look so strong, then you fade away. The sun will blind my
That's Ride Live here on KEXP, where the music matters.
Thank you.
and onto my Reddit screen, the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Ride live on KEXP. So excited to have you here. Last time we saw you was in 2015. You played in our studios at Dexter and Denny, and we were so honored to have you be the last band to play in those beloved studios. We've been such a fan going back to the 90s, and yeah. It was such a distinction to sort of turn a page in history with Ride.
We closed that door.
Yes, you did.
And when we were on our way here, people were like, it's really small, the room we're playing. I'd say, no, I'm sure. I remember them saying we're the last session in this room, so things could be a lot different now. And they are.
They are, and we're so excited to have you here, and we want to make a lot more history with you in the future. I also saw you in 2015 in the summer playing at the Off Festival in Poland, and just as a longtime fan, and I know I'm not alone, it was so exciting to see you all touring again, and you sounded amazing. You also just seemed like you were enjoying it.
Absolutely. It was one of the hottest days on record for Poland, wasn't it? I remember that day in that festival, we did that kind of little session as well. Which was really nice. But yeah, no, that was great. It was a great year. It was kind of quite, I think it took us all a little bit by surprise, really, for sure.
Well, you've been enjoying it so much so. You have this beautiful new album, Weather Diaries. I have been listening to it constantly since June when I got it. And as a Ride fan, it's so exciting when I go to a show and you kick off a song and everything in my body just dances with excitement. These new songs also have that quality. In the early 90s, you became known as a band who were experimenting with new sounds, and you came up with this distinctive Ride sound. And, you know, over a decade later, making new music, it sounds new and fresh, but unmistakably Ride. And I'm curious what your mindset was when you started writing these songs. Did they come easily?
I think it was a little bit how things worked before. I mean, we had a little bit of benefit of hindsight. Well, big benefit of hindsight, obviously, from how things worked before. And I think we liked the way that we worked around the sort of Going Blank Again era. So we sort of thought that that was kind of good. We were all kind of putting in bits and pieces. And I think this time it was like that. Lots of ideas were realized and passed around. And I think we had a good amount of time before going in to record it and nail it, to really feel kind of good about it. We sort of created that space for ourselves to do that, which I think was a really key to it, actually. So everything just felt a bit hectic before, you know, back in the day. So I think, you know, we sort of created that time, and then obviously when we went in to work with Errol, I think also it was really important, as you said, to sort of feel that it was something that was going to be fresh and of the time now. You know, unmistakably Ride is because when we do certain things, that's the sort of unmistakable bit. So we knew that was always going to come into it. But I think the approach was pretty fresh, yeah.
As a foursome, you've known each other so long, you lock into this sound that does become the Ride sound. But Mark, I think that when you and Andy start playing guitar and singing together, you could be playing nursery rhymes and it would sound like
that.
Ride.
We did start out doing that, I think. Well, maybe not nursery rhymes, but I suppose there's a familiarity thing there, and it's something we've done for a long time, yeah. I mean, since school onwards, really.
There's decades of friendship here. How far back does the oldest relationship here go?
I guess myself and Andy at school kind of meeting in... What was the date, Andy? I'm not very good with dates.
83 we started at school.
Yeah. So 83, 84 we started to sort of gravitate a little bit towards each other from different ends of music or whatever, but... and then, of course, my sister was also good friends with Steve at school. So they were kind of like the initial seeds. But, I mean, it really all sort of came together when we kind of applied to art school, and we both got into the same art school, which wasn't going to be hard because there's only like two that you could land in Oxford if you were going to do that. So we both landed into the same one at Banbury. And probably the first guy we met in Banbury was Loz. And like... So I think from there, I think when we got into art school, we sort of thought, well, that's a good omen because great bands have come out of that environment. And I mean, like I said, within a matter of days, we met Loz, and it was like, okay, that was obviously sort of meant to happen then.
I feel like I remember reading somewhere that you recorded your first songs in Steve's bedroom. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, definitely Andy and Steve were doing demos in there, yeah. And I remember that, and you couldn't really... I mean, if you thought your old studio was small, then Steve's room was taking it to another level. It's like a sort of shoebox thing, really.
When did...
What's that? Yeah, it's basically a cupboard. But it's incredible how much stuff you managed to fit in that room, and that your folks actually put up with bands being in there as well, playing.
I love it. I'm not sure if our audience heard Steve say a cupboard under the stairs. I imagine the recording of Weather Diaries was a little bit different. When did you start making that record?
The writing kind of started pretty much when we I mean, when we started rehearsing, lots of ideas were laid down. I mean, I think we kind of knew, although we didn't really say that a new record was obviously going to be something that's happening. But we kind of got initial ideas together when we started to rehearse at the very start. But then nothing was really that formed until the year after we were doing all the touring, basically. So what's that, 2016? So that's when it all really started to come together and shape up. And then October, I think, last year was when we went into the studio. And again, that was a sort of comfortable, not a big flashy studio. It was quite a sort of earthy, sort of country place that I'd been to a few times before as well. And good old gear and sort of quite dusty in a way. And that was good as well. So, and we'd spent, I guess, about 2 weeks in there with Errol also, and to put it actually down then.
You talked a little bit about hindsight a minute ago. You've been doing this a long time. You've learned a lot. I'm happy to see that you seem to be enjoying it. And I'm hoping you're thinking about longevity. You've got 10 children between you, families to think about. You know, you want to be on tour, getting the music out to your fans. But are you keeping in mind some balance here? Are you looking at future, maybe more records, just thinking about right now?
I mean, personally, I don't really look much beyond right now. I mean, I think we're playing in Seattle tonight, so I don't look too far on that. But yeah, obviously it kind of affects other people as well. We kind of need us to work as well for other people. So, but yeah, you know, you do think about that, and you sort of get a bit more serious about it in some ways.
Thank you so much for coming in. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.
You're listening to Ride live here on KEXP Seattle.
Thank you. Thank you.
KEXP's Music That Matters podcast is made possible by Merge Records, presenting Vessel of Love, the new album from Holly Cook, out January 26th. Album details and more at mergerecords.com.